I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Many Americans have come to embrace non-Western forms of medicine. Patients in the U.S. often seek herbalists, massage therapists, and acupuncturists to complement their visits to doctors. There's a similar phenomenon underway in reverse in the African nation of Sudan. People there who suffer mental illnesses are seeking out psychiatrists to complement their visits to spiritual healers. Hana Baba has our story from the Sudanese capital, Khartoum.
When people in Sudan suffer from chronic depression or hallucinations, they often seek help from someone like Sheikh Jamal Kashif. He's an exorcist. He roams around a tiny room in a white robe and matching turban. He recites verses from the Quran to six women sitting on long benches. The women start fidgeting. They cover their ears with their hands and shake their heads vigorously from side to side. They appear to be in a trance. One of the women, Khadija Ahmed, starts talking back to the sheikh. As the sheikh would later explain, it's a demon being scared out of the woman's body. The voice says, "You think I'll come out? I'll never come out. Get away from me." The sheikh smacks Ahmed's knee with a large metal spoon, repeating the verses, which makes her fidget more. Eventually, Ahmed wakes from her trance. She wipes tears from her cheeks and saliva from her mouth. Still unsteady, she explains she's here because she's had disturbing thoughts and can't think straight. But she says she doesn't just see an exorcist, she also sees a psychiatrist.
I can talk freely with my psychiatrist. He listens to me and helps me understand what's going on in my head. Both kinds of healers are good for me.
Psychiatry has traditionally been a stigmatized medical specialty in Sudan, but a growing number of Western-style mental health clinics are popping up around Khartoum. Dr. Abdullah Abdurrahman is head of the Sudanese Psychiatric Association. He says the vast majority of patients who see psychiatrists go to spiritual healers first.
Unfortunately, this behavior is not good because they will delay the consultation of the psychiatrist, and so they will delay the start of treatment and the outcomes will be less.
At a crowded mental health clinic in Khartoum, Dr. Abdurrahman sees low-income patients. Muhammad Osman is carrying his 8-year-old son, who suffers from epilepsy and other developmental disabilities. Osman says his wife regularly takes their son to an exorcist, but the boy hasn't been getting better, so Osman brought his child to this clinic.
I know only a doctor's medicine can treat him, so I didn't want to spend another penny on an exorcist.
Dr. Abdurrahman takes a sort of shaman medical history from Osman. He asks how many healers the boy has been to and what they did to him. Dr. Abdurrahman wants to make sure there was no abuse involved.
They made him drink holy water and wear bits of paper with the Quran written on them, but they never hit him. No, they never hit him.
Dr. Abdurrahman, the psychiatrist, doesn't hold spiritual healers in high regard, but he knows that many of his patients do have faith in them. Rather than attack these healers, he and other psychiatrists are trying to partner with them and reach out to them for referrals.
Some of these healers who are educated enough, they'll tell them, okay, this is not a spiritual thing. This is a medical thing. Go to the psychiatrist. Go to the medics.
The exorcist, Sheikh Jamal Kashif, agrees that the two kinds of practitioners should work together. Although he believes his sessions do heal his patients, he promotes psychiatry in addition to exorcism. In fact, he plans to expand his spiritual healing clinic by bringing on a psychologist for consultation. He says there's no reason patients should give either up. I believe there's no better medicine than the words of God, but, he adds, doctors can help God's will to be. For The World, I'm Hanat Baba, Khartoum.
We've got more online about the intersection of culture and mental health. What do you think about exorcism as a treatment for mental illness? Join our chat with journalist and author Ethan Waters. He says believing oneself to be possessed by an evil spirit can sometimes be more helpful than Western diagnoses of depression or schizophrenia.
It's a way for that person to, in some sense, avoid blame for that condition. And indeed, when they have moments of remission, it's a narrative that allows the ill person to retake their place in the group in a more seamless way than the diagnosis of schizophrenia here tends to be a diagnosis that sticks with you. The idea of spirit possession can come and go.
Ethan Waters' book is called Crazy Like Us, The Globalization of the American Psyche. He's our guest in the World Science Forum through this week. Join the conversation at theworld.org/science.